of men. The Shadow knows.
The Shadow, mysterious character who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. As the Shadow, Cranston is gifted with hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today's story, The Green Man.
Come on. Get out of the car, Gracie.
Where are you taking me, Mark?
And get inside.
Well, you've got to get me. What have I done?
Stop playing innocent.
What do you mean, Mark?
You know what I'm talking about. You crossed me, Gracie. Not only once, but twice.
Oh, how?
Well, first there's Turk Tully.
Well, what about him?
Been running around with him behind my back.
Oh, no, that ain't so.
Wait till I finish. I happen to know you played around with that punk for a year without my ever knowing it.
Mark, I...
Shut up. 3 days ago, you were tipped that I'd found out about you. You were smart enough to know what I'd do to both of you, so you run quick to Commissioner Weston and put the finger on me. You tell him just where to find me. Yeah, but I was a little too smart for all of you.
Mark, you're crazy. I didn't do nothing like
that. You thought it worked out a perfect setup, huh? Weston could pick me up, and then you and Ted Tully would have nothing to worry about. I'm spoiling all that. Right now.
Mark, what are you going to do?
Gracie, you ain't going to leave this house alive.
No! No!
A squealer is a squealer in my book, Gracie, whether it's a guy or a dame.
Now, listen, Mike, you better not touch me, see? Because they'll know you don't. The cops have been trailing me for 3 days, and they knew I was seeing you tonight.
You thought you
listen,
were...
Listen, you hear that?
Why, you...
Oh, you weren't so smart after all, were you, Mike?
I'll show you how smart I am. They ain't ever going to get me.
Mike!
I'm still going out with
you
these
doing?
Guys right now. Yes, sir. There goes one of them.
Mark, don't!
Come on and get me, you guys.
That's around in the house. Look out, this place is bullets.
I can take care of that, all right. There, how do you like that, you guys? Well, here's another sample. Oh, I'm out of bullets. Well, coppers, you can have this gun as a present.
You've got to give up now, Monk.
Not a chance. I'm never going to give up. You understand that?
Look by the side of the house. That's
that
and fire to it.
Why, the dirty rat.
This place is like a tinderbox. It'll go up in no time.
Well, I ain't giving up.
Well, then you're staying here alone.
Hey, come back here, you. Don't open that
you
door.
Stay here and burn, Monk. Burn.
X-E, read all about it. Hunt Harvey burns to death in hideout. Career of famous criminal comes to close.
Good evening, Miss Martin.
What do you want?
I'm Margot Lane.
Well?
I asked the hospital officials if I might visit you here.
Why?
Well, I want to talk to you.
What about?
Well, you see, several other people and myself have been able to help girls who are in the same circumstances that you are now.
What do you mean, help them?
Well, we've tried to redirect their mode of living, and we've found jobs for them and changed their environment.
I see.
Well, would that interest you at all, Miss Martin?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it would.
Good.
After what I went through last night, Miss Lane, I think I'd jump at a chance to start clean again.
Oh, it must have been horrible.
It was, believe me. After I got out of the house, to stand there and watch the place burn with Monk inside. Gee, I hated him, but I didn't want to see him go like that.
Oh, I understand.
I suppose you wonder how I ever got mixed up with a guy like that, huh?
Well, it really doesn't matter now.
Well, I was just a kid, Miss Lane. And he was a big shot. That counted with me then. He was a flashy guy, too. Always dressed in green. Green hat, green suit, green tie. That's how he got that nickname, the Green Kid. He used to say that was his lucky color. Wasn't lucky last night. It didn't keep him from being burned to death. What's that? What's the door's opening?
Lights. Who put out those lights?
Look in the doorway. Ghostly green lights. A man. A man in green.
His whole body is glowing with that green light.
He's coming towards us.
I'll call the desk. I'll
don't
get help.
That phone.
Keep away from us.
I told you not to touch that phone.
Let go of me.
I'll take care of you.
That'll shut you up for a while.
Monk?
It's Monk. Come back from the dead. You got me?
That's right, Tracy. Come back from the dead. You're going to know what it is to die, too.
Monk, don't come near me.
There's only one way out of here for you now, Tracy. The window.
No.
The window.
No,
you can jump from the window. See, it's open, Gracie. The window's open. You better jump.
No.
Just keep back enough, Gracie.
Monk,
that's it. You're nearer to the window now.
No, no,
you want to jump, Gracie. You want to jump.
Monk,
there. You're there now. Now just get up on the sill. Up on the sill.
Up on the sill. Up on the sill.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it.
Up on the sill.
Yeah. Here, yeah, now's your chance. Jump. Jump. That's it. Now.
Well, I came to, Lamont, after the girl had jumped. I'm sure that I would have been his next victim if he hadn't been frightened away by the hospital attendants who were pounding at the door. I still don't know how he got out of the room. He just disappeared. No one could find him.
This green light, Margot. Can you describe it more clearly?
Oh, it's a ghostly light, Lamont. His whole body seemed to glow with it. Its radiance almost filled the room.
You say that the girl identified him as the man who was killed last night?
Yes, she called him by his name, Monk.
I see. Come in.
Mr. Cranston, the messenger left this package in the outer office for Miss Lane.
For me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Who'll be sending me a package here?
Well, let's open it. We'll find out. Here you are.
All right. Oh, this isn't a surprise gift from you, is it, Lamont?
No, I... Say, what on earth is that?
I don't know. It looks like a tiny coffin.
Well, that's what it is. Let me have it, Marco. I'd better open it for you.
Is that someone's idea of a joke? It's a pretty poor one. Look inside. Doll. Small green doll.
There's a card attached to it. The writing is in green ink.
What does it say, Lamont?
I have come back from the dead. You are one of three. Your turn will come soon. Signed, the man in green.
Oh, Lamont.
Now, Margaret, don't be alarmed.
But, Lamont, he's found out who I am. He knows that I'm the one who was with Grace Martin.
Yes.
Lamont, what should I do?
I think we'd better take this box to Commissioner Weston at once.
May I see the small coffin, please, Cranston?
Here it is, Commissioner.
The same. Exactly the same.
Well, what do you mean?
Up there on my desk.
Oh, you received one, too.
Came in the mail this morning.
Commissioner, was Monk Harvey really burned to death in that house?
Yes, yes, of course he was. The place was a charred ruin.
Oh, Commissioner, if you could have seen him. That green light that surrounded his body. It was almost like a ghost.
Now, tell me, Commissioner. Have you any idea who the third victim might be?
Well, might be Turk Tully.
Who's he?
Rival of Monk. Monk hated him because he stole Grace Martin away from him.
Where can this Tully be found?
His headquarters are over on the west side.
I see. Well, Commissioner, we'd better be getting along. If you hear of any further developments, I wish you'd call us.
Yes.
And, Commissioner, you'd better watch your step, too.
Yes, yes. If anything happens to me, I'll call a cop.
Goodbye, Commissioner.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Lamont, you have something in mind. What is it?
This Turk Tully. I'm curious to learn just what he knows about this affair and possibly warn him, if he doesn't already know, that the green man may have marked him as one of his victims.
Well, are you going to his headquarters?
No, Margot. That's going to be a job for the Shadow.
I put the car away, Turk. You want me any more tonight?
Hey? Oh, no. No, you can go.
Okay, Turk. See you later.
What was that?
You're Turk Tully, I believe.
Who said that? Who's talking to
you? Now, don't be alarmed.
Well, where are you? Who are you?
Men call me the Shadow.
The Shadow?
You've heard of me, then?
Yeah, yeah.
Then you know that it's useless to try to see me. By my hypnotic powers, I've made myself invisible to your eyes.
What do you want with me?
I've come here to learn what you know about Monk Harvey.
Why, he's dead. That's all I know.
He was your enemy, wasn't he?
Yeah. I hated him.
You took his girl from him, didn't you?
Who told you that?
Did you know that she was with Monk Harvey the night he died?
Sure.
Weren't you jealous of that, Turk?
What do you mean?
Didn't you think that Grace Martin double-crossed you and went back to him again?
What gives you that idea? Well,
that reason would be enough for you to want to take his life, wouldn't it?
No.
Do you know how she died, Turk?
Sure, she jumped out a window.
She was urged to jump out that window by a man who was dressed in green.
What?
A man she said was Monk Harvey.
Well, I didn't know that.
Are you sure? Are you sure you didn't take advantage of the fact that Monk always dressed in green? That you impersonated him and killed Grace Martin?
No. I don't know nothing about it.
I see. Well, I can't prove anything yet, Turk Tully. But let me warn you. If the man in green strikes again, he will have to deal with the Shadow.
Lamont, won't you come into the apartment for nightcap?
No, thanks, Margot. I'd better be getting home. I'll call you in the morning.
All right. Don't forget. Good night, Lamont.
Good night, Margot.
Ouch. Where's that light switch?
There it is.
Oh. What happened to the light? You were sitting in a chair. The green man.
That's right, sister. I've been back from the grave to get you.
That light. Your body is glowing with it.
Don't try to back up, sister.
I'll get out of here. I'll call for help.
Oh, no, you won't. You're staying right where you are.
What do you want? Why are you here?
You got my message, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, then you know why I'm here. I'm going to make you jump out that window.
No.
Just like I did with Grace Martin.
Go on.
Start walking.
I'll keep away from it.
Start walking toward the window.
Don't come near me.
Just keep backing up, Jerry. That's it. That's it. You're nearer the window now.
No.
You want to jump, Curly. You want to jump.
No, I don't.
All right, you're there now. Now turn around. Get up on the sill.
Please.
I said, get up on the sill.
Up on the sill?
Yeah, you got the idea. All right, now, open the window, girlie.
Open the window.
That's it, girlie, that's it. That's it.
What's new in the social scene? Need advice on home decorating, fashion?
Where am I? What am I doing here?
Going out that window, sister.
Oh, no, I'm not. And you keep away from me. I have a gun here in my handbag, and if you come any nearer, I'll use it on you.
Go ahead and use it. You never know that guns can't hurt a goat.
Keep away or I'll shoot.
Go on, shoot.
Don't come any nearer. I warned you. I don't understand. You're still with me. Oh, this has stopped you. Oh, no.
No more bullets, huh? And I'm still coming up.
To you.
Oh, darling.
I'll get some water. Margot, are you all right? Here, take this water.
Oh.
Oh, that's it. Are you hurt, Margot?
Oh, Lamont. Oh, you're here. Thank heaven you're here.
What happened, Margot?
The man in green, here in my apartment. He was sitting there when I came in, and that light glowing from his body.
What did he do?
He tried to make me jump from the window like Grace Martin.
Yes?
I shot at him, right at him, and it had no effect. He still came at me. And then I had no more bullets. I fainted, I guess.
I heard the shots, and I came running back to your apartment and pounded on your door.
I must have frightened him away.
Yes, but how did he leave? That door is the only entrance to the apartment.
Well, perhaps the fire escape.
Oh, yes, the window's open. He must have gone out there. Well, there's only one thing to do now.
What's that?
I'm paying a call on Mr. Turk Tully right now. Eddie.
Now, what do you want, Turk?
Come here.
Yeah?
Who left this package for me?
Well, it was a kid, I told you. A messenger kid with a uniform.
Do you see what it is?
Hey, it's a coffin. It's a tiny little bit of coffin.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. And look what's inside of it.
It's a doll. Hey, what's the idea, Turk?
It's a doll dressed in green. Don't that mean anything to you?
No, I... Well, dressed in green. That's the way Monk Harvey used to dress.
Yeah. That come from the grave, Eddie. That package come from the grave.
Oh, now, Turk...
Now, what else can it be? Monk had it in for me, didn't he?
Yeah, but he...
We was enemies, wasn't we?
Who?
I took a girl from him, didn't I?
Yeah, but he's dead now. Now, you're getting all worked up over nothing. Look, I think I'll be running along.
Oh, no, Eddie, don't go. Stay here a while, will you?
You ain't scared, are you?
No, Well, I just got a funny feeling, that's all. Stick around. We'll play some cards or something, hey? I'll turn out with them. Hey, what happened to them lights?
I don't know. What?
Listen.
Look, the closet door. It's open. There's a funny kind of light shining out of it. A green light.
Look what's standing there. A man in green. With light shining from his body.
Remember me, sir?
Monk Harvey.
I used to be Monk Harvey.
What does he mean, used to be?
Did you hear about me getting burned to death in that hideout?
It's a ghost. It's a ghost.
What's that, sir? A ghost from the grave, and I've come back to get you.
Oh, no. Oh, do something, Eddie, will you?
Yeah, he'll do something, all right. He'll fill you full of holes.
Hey, wait. Wait, let me out of this, will you?
Get your gun out, Eddie.
Oh, now don't, Eddie. Don't listen to him, Eddie.
Get your gun out.
I can't do it. Don't make me do it. He's my buddy.
You don't want to die, too, do you, Eddie?
No.
And do as I say.
Oh, now you can, Eddie. No. Put away that gun. Now listen to me, Eddie. Don't pay no attention to him.
Shoot him, Eddie.
Oh, now, Eddie, don't. I don't want to die, Eddie. Now, honey, please.
Let him have it, Eddie.
I got to do it,
Eddie. Oh, no.
No, I got
to. Give it to him.
Eddie.
I shouldn't have done it.
Well, it's one down and two to go.
When I reached Turk Tully's hideout, I found him dead on the floor. His henchman was babbling hysterically about a ghost in green.
Do you believe his story, Cranston?
Yes, I do.
Then you think that the ghost of Monk Harvey is really responsible for the crime?
I'm not sure yet, Commissioner, but one thing is certain. Both you and Margot are in great danger. I wish you'd do me one favor, please.
Well, what's that?
I have an idea, a lead that I want to investigate. While I'm away, I wish you would stay with Margot as much as possible.
Well,
I know that you have your work to do, Commissioner, but if you could be with her just this evening, take her to the theater, perhaps. You give me the chance to learn one thing that can clear this entire case.
Well, certainly. I'll be glad to do it.
Good. There's a new play opening tonight, Commissioner. I'll try to get back in time to meet you at the theater. Meantime, if you value your life as well as Margot's, keep a sharp lookout at all times for a man in green.
Pardon me, Commissioner Weston.
Yes?
I have a message for you from a Mr. Grant.
What is it? What is it?
He wants you to meet him in the lounge during the middle of the second act.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
You suppose he found out something about the man in green?
I hope so. That's the warning for the second act. Come on, Margot. We'll watch the play for a while, and then we'll keep our rendezvous. Jack wouldn't believe me when I told him that you'd come back.
You knew.
Come on, Margot. Better get up to the lounge.
All right.
We go up these stairs here, Margot.
Well, I wonder why Lamont didn't come right into the theater. He knew we were saving a seat for him.
Well, it must be urgent. Right in this door here, Margot.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I don't see him. I guess we're early.
We might as well wait. Would you like a cigarette, Margot?
Yes, thank you. Suppose you might as well.
What happened to the light? It turned off.
Mr. Locke.
What is it?
Over there by the wall. That light.
What?
That weird light. It's the man in green.
Yes, it is. It's him.
You answered my message, huh, Commissioner?
So you sent that message.
That's right. I thought it was as good a way as any to get the boat together.
Who are you?
Oh, haven't you heard, Commissioner? I'm the ghost of your old friend, Monk Harvey.
You're no ghost.
Well, that's something you're never going to be able to prove.
What does he mean?
Either one of you are going to leave this place alive.
Why, you?
Don't reach for your gun, Commissioner. I thought, too, that you were relieved of it in the lock during intermission.
Now, see here. You're not scaring us.
Well, you got my card, didn't you, Commissioner? The same one I sent to your girlfriend? That card meant business.
Listen, Harvey.
Shut up, I'm doing the talking. You remember the warning on that card? It says you are one of three. But I've taken care of Ted Tully, and that leaves two of you. Now it's your turn.
Commissioner, look how his body glows in the dark. That ghostly green
light. Yeah, take a good look at it. It's going to be the last thing you'll ever see.
He has a gun.
That's right. He's got a silencer on it, too. Nobody's going to hear the sound. You're going to die real peaceful.
Put down that gun, Monk.
I'm giving the orders now, Weston. We ain't got no coppers around here to help you, neither.
He's coming at us.
Yeah. I want to get real close. Take no chance of missing.
Keep away from us, Monk.
You're going to get it first, sister. That's being polite, you know. Ladies first. You got away from me once, but this time it's different.
Keep him away from me.
All right, girlie, get ready for it.
No, no.
Don't you fool.
All right, sister, here it is.
Drop that gun, Tup.
Let go of my hand. Who's grabbing my gun?
I'll show you.
Ooh.
Get his gun, Commissioner.
Shadow.
Yes. Now put on those lights, please. We're going to have a look at this fellow.
Which is on the wall, Miss Lane.
All right.
I think you'll find that your green man is Monk Harvey, a very live Monk Harvey, not a ghost. Take a look at him, Commissioner.
Hey, he seems to be wearing a kind of rubber suit.
That's right. The rubber is covered with a phosphorescent paint. Even his face is painted green. And I think if you look under that rubber suiting, you'll find that Mr. Harvey is wearing a bulletproof vest.
Well, then that explains why I shot at him with no effect.
Yes. Harvey didn't die in that fire, Commissioner. If your men had examined the ruins more closely, they would have found a cellar under the house. A cellar that was an excellent hiding place for Monk Harvey.
Now, how did you learn all this, Shadow?
You've forgotten, Commissioner, how many things the Shadow knows. Now, you'd better get your police here. Monk seems to be coming, too.
Yes, I'll open this window and see what this brings. That ought to do it. I want to thank you, Shadow, for helping me on this case. I do appreciate it. But you still haven't answered my question. How did you learn all this, Shadow? Shadow, where are you?
I think the shadow's gone.
Margo, are you all right?
Yes, Lamont, thanks so much.
Oh, there you are, Cranston. Well, you missed the excitement.
And I just came back. I have important news for you, Commissioner. I examined the house that Monk Harvey was trapped in, and I found a cellar.
Ah, yes, I know, I know. He hid in the cellar and wasn't killed at all.
Well, how did you learn that?
Well, I'm not Commissioner for nothing, you know. Look there. That's Mr. Monk Harvey, our green man. He's now in the custody of the police.
Well, good work, Weston.
That'll give you amateur boys an idea of how a professional cop works.
Yes, yes.
Now, what's so funny?
Commissioner, you'll never know.